Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well. Bit of a hectic week here at the station with elections and all that kind of stuff, but we are ready to go and rolling through it. You know, you're talking about the fall colors and some trees today, and what a lovely time to do that.
Yes. I would say fall has always been my favorite time of year. Typically, it's because it's football, soup, and holiday season, but I also love just the colors in the trees. And I know with all the rain and storm we've had, the leaves haven't really stayed on very well, but I really wanted to dive into kind of why trees have fall color, why they may not have as good a fall color as they have had in previous years, and then also what trees you can add to your landscape to create that beautiful autumn forest we see driving down the roads and just in and out of town. So there's several theories as to why people think that this happens. One of the more common theories that actually has changed recently is that fall color was because there was waste products from the growing season that were just simply revealed by the lack of chlorophyll in the pigment during the fall season as the chlorophyll kind of faded away and degraded. But what scientists today really think happened is a combination of temperatures dropping and days getting shorter, triggering receptors in the tree to produce a hormone that's going to initiate a process called leaf senescence. This process is simply just the breaking down of larger, more complex molecules in the leaf and turn them into amino acids and sugars that are smaller, more soluble, and just easier to use. This change is going to allow the tree to reabsorb those molecules and then preserve that energy to hold on to for the next growing season. If this process didn't exist, those complex molecules would be lost as the leaves fell. So it's a really important process for the trees to do really well again in the spring and the year after that. Leaf senescence doesn't only ensure molecules are withheld. It's also going to trigger the formation of what is called the abscission layer, which forms between the leaf stalk and the branch, kind of acting as a barrier to nutrients of the leaf. That way, once the layer is fully formed, the leaf can fall because it's no longer receiving new nutrients from the tree. So two big processes, whether they sounded simple to you or pretty complex, you're probably still wondering how those actually impact our ability to see the fall color in the tree. So although this process is meant to store and save energy, it still takes energy to produce those hormones that are going to convert those molecules. So the tree has a lot of work to do in the fall season. Chlorophyll are what produces the energy in the trees. It's also what gives the tree that green color. But we know that this process is occurring. Chlorophyll are breaking down at a really steady rate. So in order to protect the tree from pests and disease during this time of weakness, other pigments have to step up and ensure the leaves are not attacked from any unwanted pests, whether that is insects or disease. It's really important to know that these pigments that kind of step up during this time are present the entire growing season in the spring and summer, but they're just overpowered by that chlorophyll, so that's why we only see those green colors. But ultimately, the need for protection and lack of chlorophyll gives the beautiful fall colors their chance to both protect the tree and then also treat us with a few weeks of fall beauty. So a lot of people wonder why some of their trees don't have the same fall color every single year and why maybe it was bright and colorful this year and this year it's kind of ugly, sad, and brown. And the answer is one we hear most often in horticulture, and therefore one that irritates us the most, and that's just it's simply environmental stress throughout the year. There are typically three factors that alter fall color, and they're rainfall, temperature, and length of day. If the nights aren't cool or long enough, then those receptors that I mentioned earlier in the trees are never going to trigger the initiation of leaf senescence. If there's extreme heat over the growing season paired with little to no rain, leaves may be dying from stress and lack of water before they even have a chance to turn colors. A similar result, just leaves dying too early, can occur if there's too much rain, mostly too much rain near to the fall season, kind of like the crazy rain we've had recently. This rain can invite funguses and other pests to the tree, causing a lot of stress and earlier loss of the leaves. Also, if storms kind of roll through near the fall season, it's going to blow them off while they're already weak. Although the loss of color is really sad, if your tree dies or seems to die immediately in the fall and skips that fall color, it may simply be from a stressful season. For this reason, we often give our trees a break in the fall and worry about diagnosing problems in the spring. Now, just to clarify, don't recommend ignoring your tree health in the fall. If you see something, say something, call the extension office, and we can definitely take a look. But also, don't stress out about your tree's health too much if you just don't have fall color one year. I just want to kind of leave you with some tree recommendations for beautiful fall color. The Extension Office has a list of recommended trees for the northeastern part of the state where we're at, based off many different factors that you might find interesting. So before putting a tree, definitely stop by or email or call, and we can send you that list just to make sure you buy one that's going to be best for the environment you live in. But for today, here's a few that the National Forest Service recommends for our area based on their ability to look really, really beautiful in the fall. Of course, that exact cultivar and weather permitting for that year. So a few of those are the Japanese Trident, Red, Freeman, and Sugar Maples, Western Soapberries, Osage Oranges, Ginkgo Trees, Sweet Gums and Black Gums, Swamp, White, Red, and Schumard Red Oaks. And then also one of my favorites is the Bald Cypress, which is a unique conifer that loses its needles each year. So I hope you guys can maybe plant some of these in your landscape for the next coming years so we can have even better fall color in our community.
Well, good to know there's the science behind it.
it's intense.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.